You're listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM.
La despensa de alimentos de Catskill está localizada en la parroquia de la Iglesia de St. Luke en Catskill, en la calle William, número 50. La despensa está abierta todos los viernes de la 1 hasta las 4 de la tarde. La comida sana es un derecho. Para más información, bienvenidos a todos a venir. Llamar por teléfono a 551-299-2456. Mirar la página web catskillfoodpantry.org o conectar con nosotros en Facebook en Catskill Food Pantry.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, featuring first-run and repertory films at movie theaters located in Rhinebeck and Saugerties, as well as live music, filmmaker conversations, staged readings, community events, variety shows, magic, comedy, and more. The Hudson Valley Picture Show traveling series brings cinema to locations around the region. The latest schedules, as well as upcoming pop-up events at the Community Theater in Catskill, can be found at upstatefilms.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of John Sensabaugh in Catskill, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Raymond Pignone reports in Columbia Green Media that the Hudson City School District approved a new three-year agreement with the Hudson Teachers Association on January 23rd. The new contract runs until June 30th, 2026, and includes a 2.75% salary increase in its first year for each teacher employed by the district. After that, union teachers get a 2.5% raise in 2025 and a 2.25% increase in 2026. School Board President Willette Jones said, and I quote, "This agreement deeply reflects the spirit of Hudson Together We Can and positions us to move forward collaboratively," end quote. Both the Hudson Teachers Association members and the Board of Education approved the contract on January 23rd. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Tiffany Greenwald Simon reports for Columbia Green Media that many local residents turned out in Catskill January 23rd for a public hearing on a proposed battery storage facility. The proposed facility would be at a junkyard at 8006 Route 9W in Catskill. Justin Adams, vice president of permitting at Elyon Energy, said the junk would be removed and the northern side of the site they will place 136 containers with batteries made of lithium iron phosphate producing 100 megawatts of power over a four-hour period. Catskill Grid LLC, the company running the facility, is talking with Central Hudson to connect the facility to the power grid. Residents such as Colleen Gavigan of Catskill worried about the impact of the new business. Gavigan said, and I quote, "I live in the house I grew up in. I know it's a throwaway neighborhood. It's industrial, but I don't want it worse than it was. I just don't want the neighborhood to get worse, and from my perspective, it looks like it's going to get worse," end quote. Adams tried to ease the neighbors' concerns, but admitted fans to cool the batteries would make some noise as high as 57 decibels. Public hearing for the battery storage business remains open and will be taken up at the next meeting of the Town Planning Board at 6:30 p.m. on February 27th. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Brendan J. Lyons reports in the Times Union that less than 17 hours before it was scheduled to consider proposed homegrown regulations, New York's Cannabis Control Board canceled its January meeting. The board has been criticized for its slow rollout of legal cannabis stores almost 3 years after the drug was legalized in the state. The Office of Cannabis Management said in a statement on January 23rd that, and I quote, the Cannabis Control Board has decided to postpone the meeting to finalize review of adult use license applications currently under consideration for approval by the board. While we have a batch of licenses ready for approval, there are many more we want to get across the finish line to jumpstart New York's cannabis market in 2024, end quote. Statement from the board alleged the licenses were, and I quote, held up by lawsuits from corporate interests, end quote. But the newspaper notes that, and I quote, much of the litigation that stalled the rollout was filed on behalf of individuals who felt jilted by the state's licensing rules, end quote. The board was expected to approve rules so New Yorkers can grow their own cannabis this growing season and approve more retail licenses. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day. And a pleasant tomorrow.
A New York bill would mandate teaching climate change in the classroom. The proposed bill establishes climate change courses for all public elementary and secondary schools. It also provides professional learning opportunities for teachers so they have a better understanding of this subject. Polls show parents, students, and teachers are eager to make this a part of education, given its wide-ranging impacts on the state. Emily Fano with the National Wildlife Federation says the bill would close an existing education gap.
It would enable educators to explore the causes and impacts of climate change, as well as its solutions, which is very unique because now students don't learn about the solutions to the climate crisis. They really only learn about the problem if they're lucky, and that's if they take AP Environmental Science in high school.
But not many New York kids take that class. Similar legislation has been passed in New Jersey and Connecticut to great success. Fano says opposition has come from the state education department, which feels the arduous process of changing standards isn't worthwhile. She says the current standard has climate change taught in social studies with lessons on Rachel Carson's book Silent Spring, the Three Mile Island Nuclear Meltdown, and Love Canal in Niagara Falls. A 2021 United Federation of Teachers survey finds 68% of teachers don't have time to teach climate change, but 52% are only teaching it for 1 to 2 hours per year. Teacher-friendly guides have been published to help educators understand the climate crisis. Fano says of the many reasons climate change isn't taught in schools yet, one of them is longstanding denialism.
You know, in the 1980s, there was a lot of climate denialism going on, being pushed by the fossil fuel companies, as we know. That really set us back decades in terms of acceptance of the climate crisis as real.
One goal of this legislation is to bolster the green economy. As New York makes the transition to cleaner fuels, Fano says people must have the necessary skills to take on those jobs. She says the bill is a starting point that could lead to establishing career and technical education courses for green jobs. This is Edwin J. Vieira for New York News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, January 26th. Local early morning temperatures range from 33 degrees in Tannersville to 39 in Skodak. Regional average soil temperature is 34 degrees. These temperatures this morning can be dangerous if you get caught out in the rain that will become pervasive. It warms up to 44 degrees by 3 p.m., which is still no picnic. The rain should taper off by 5 p.m. Overnight, things dry out and we get a low of 38. Tomorrow will be chilly with some light winds, partially cloudy skies, and a high of 43, lingering most of the afternoon. Overnight, temperatures drop to just the freezing line, and we see some snow on the ground Sunday morning. A half to an inch of mixed insult to travel will fall all day long, and we get a whopping high of 34 degrees. Snow continues into Sunday night, dropping perhaps another inch or so, then end sometime on Monday morning. And as is becoming usual, a slight change in temperature can lead to a significant change in snowfall amounts, so I won't be jealous if you check that weather app as the front approaches. Monday, we get a high of 36. Sunset today will be at 4:46 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:10 a.m. Looking way up, we see X-class flare chances are at 10%. Plasma winds will be average at 407 kilometers per second with an average density of 7 protons per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible till dark, then fair below 15 megahertz overnight. There are no chances for aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 101, and this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Just what is it that you want to do?
Well, we want to be free. We want to be free to do what we want to do. We want to be free to ride. And we want to be free to ride our machines without being hassled by the man.
From Catskill, this is Lily Konigsberg with Good Time Now.
God bless America. Yeah, sing it, Kelly. WGXC. Yeah. This is Camp Hill Hudson Radio Group.
Is that Lady Gaga?
Yeah, it is Lady Gaga.
Oh. It's my wind from California.
And what show and what was that from, by the way? That was from the Super Bowl halftime show in 2017.
Yeah, I really like that song.
Yeah?
2017, that's the year I joined Cabot Hudson.
Oh, well, there you go. We've got to deal with a bell ringer for that. Well, happy 7th upcoming anniversary, Kelly, in February. 7 lucky 7 years with Camp Hill Hudson.
That's on the 1st of
That's on the 1st
of June.
1st of June. Cool. So, we are here doing a sports report and we have a new person here in our group. Well, this is Michael, and you want to introduce yourself, sir?
Hello, my name is Sean McDonald.
Yeah, nice to have you here, Sean. Yeah, and of course, you heard the very outspoken. Who are you? Oh, dear.
I'm the Shake It Up showman.
You're the Shake It Up showman, Rachel Showman. And of course, we've got, you know.
It's stuck in my head.
Kelly McCon.
Yes, nice to have us all here. Tom's in the studio here with us, too. We want to talk about the upcoming NFL games this Sunday. I think they're both on Sunday. Or is that? Yeah. So, or Sean Mack. So we're going to make some predictions. It's in the NFC, Detroit Lions against San Francisco 49ers, and the AFC championship game is Baltimore Ravens against the Kansas City Chiefs in Cleveland, and the other games in San Francisco. So shall we go round robin? Shall we ask Kelly, what's your prediction? For let's start with the NFC. Lions, 49ers?
I would say for your sake, Michael, I'm going for the Lions.
For my sake? what does that mean? But you would really pick
your
the 49ers?
I was going to go for the Niners, but I changed my mind to the Lions.
You changed your mind to the Lions. Okay. 49. So Lions, Dan would say by how many points, or what would the final score be if Dan was here, our other member?
I would say like, oh gosh, let's see. I would say like 60 to 50.
60 to 50, the Lions scoring 60 points.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a really cool game. I mean, there's been some high-scoring games, but that would be an amazing amount of points. But okay. And then AFC, Chiefs or Ravens?
I would say the Chiefs.
So you pick the Chiefs and the Lions to go to the Super Bowl. But maybe we won't go through all this, you know, the final scores, but Rachel Shaken Up Shulman, you are definitely a football fan, because for the listeners, Rachel's wearing a Miami Dolphins sweatshirt.
Well, of course, it's a Florida team. I like them. I know they're not the best, but I still like them anyway, because I'm some part of Florida and some part of New York.
Right.
So I do like the Miami Dolphins, but they're not my top favorite, but they're my second favorite.
So who do you predict to win this weekend's games?
I don't know. Whoever wins, I'd be happy for them.
So you don't care if the Lions win or the 49ers win? Or
well, you see, I'm not from San Francisco.
Well, you don't have to be. I'm not from Detroit, but I want Detroit to win.
Well, I agree with that.
You want Detroit to win?
I know I do like football, but I just don't watch it very much.
Okay. Well,
but if I had to pick and choose, I guess I will say the Detroit Lions.
Detroit Lions? And then the other game, Baltimore Ravens or Kansas City Chiefs?
It doesn't matter to me. I don't like either one of them.
Okay, well, here's for not liking either one.
No,
you are an objective spectator.
No, because I'm a Giants fan, not a Kansas City, a Raven, what you call it, people.
But you're also a Dolphins fan.
I like the Miami Dolphins because they're Florida.
And Kelly's a Dolphins fan, too. We've got some pro Dolphins fans.
I know it's hard for them to get to the Super Bowl because they always beat the heck out of them. I guess I feel like I can still like Miami Dolphin no matter what, because that's my home team.
Well, that's similar, and that's great. I think a lot of Detroit Lions fans feel the same way. That they'll stay loyal to them. But let's turn Sean.
But if I have to, I'm going for the Detroit Lions.
Okay.
And
cool.
The other two teams?
Doesn't matter.
I'm a Giants fan.
Okay. Well, we'll leave the Giants for a moment. But Sean McMahon, what's your predictions? First, the NFC game, Lions, 49ers?
I'm going with the Lions.
Lions? Are you into picking the specific score, or do you have any guesses?
See, maybe like 25-19.
25-19 in favor of the Lions. Okay. Yeah. And then AFC, Kansas City Chiefs or Baltimore Ravens?
I'm a Raiders fan, so I'm going with the Ravens.
Yes, it's always the anti, this team shouldn't make it. Kansas City, I believe, has been in the AFC game now 5-6 years in a row. Do you know that's right, Sean Mack?
Yeah, They can
I think it's at least 5 years in a row they've made it to the AFC title.
Yeah, I think it's 5 years.
So somehow that's a team that seems to know how to keep winning. So, okay, 25-19.
My advice.
Hold on. Let me ask Sean Mack. Do you have a score prediction for the Chiefs-Ravens?
I say
28-24. And then I, of course, thank you, Sean. And then I, of course, am picking the Lions to win. I say 24-20. And then the Ravens, I'm going to say they're going to win 31-21. So that's my prediction. And then, of course, whoever wins those games gets to play in the Super Bowl. And we just played that excerpt from a Super Bowl halftime show, the late Lady Gaga from 2017. And, of course, Rachel, just before we went recording, said that this year the Super Bowl halftime show is featuring who?
Usher. Usher is a R&B pop sincere.
Mm-hmm. And what are some of his most popular songs?
I listen to some Usher songs, like, because I like his music, so I like, Let It Burn.
Let It Burn?
Let It Burn, yeah. Burn, Nice and Slow. You Remind Me.
Okay.
So, You Remind Me, Let It Burn, Nice and Slow, Love in the Club. It's like all the Usher songs.
You're a big Usher fan, right?
I love Usher. He's an amazing singer. He's very talented.
Yeah.
And he also had this song called Confessions.
So this is going to be...
I feel like I have confessions also, too.
You have confessions also?
Well, yeah. Well, I like sushi. That's my confession. I can't help that.
Well, I think we are free of any kind of, any turmoil now. If we confess that we are sushi fans, our lives are
My confession is sushi. I love sushi. Like, my favorite thing. That's my confession.
Okay. My confession would be that I'm interested to see Usher perform at the Super Bowl halftime show. So
yeah, he would.
I wasn't going to confess that.
And if I don't watch it, I think he'd be like, come on, please watch me perform.
So do we have any confessions about this game? Or about anything? I don't know. I just love this confessing about sushi. Kelly, you have any confessions to make about anything, maybe football related?
I would see the Lions going all the way to the Super Bowl if they beat the
and winning.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Eminem would be so happy to hear that, right? Lose Yourself, boom, boom.
I hope the...
That means ring your little bell, Kelly.
I hope the Lions win of the 49ers. I hope they do.
Yes, amen. Amen to that. Yeah, I don't know.
Hallelujah.
I don't know if I'll get to actually see the games because I don't have any streaming service, but I'll definitely watch highlights, yeah. Are you watching the game live, Sean Mack?
If it's on Peacock.
If it's on Peacock, you're going to watch it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Any final words?
I would say, go Lions.
Go Lions. I think we can all say that, even Rachel, right?
I guess I
would assume Tom's
would say,
going for the Lions. Tom? Okay, maybe he's going for the 49ers. Okay.
Please.
Please?
They can have my foot
seat. Tom?
I like the Lions and the Ravens.
Yes, indeed. We hope you enjoyed the Campbell Hudson Sports Report. We will be back before the Super Bowl to record our predictions. 90.7 FM on your radio dial, Hudson, Acre, New York. Separate way.
should stay in this relationship. When I'm hurting, baby, I ain't happy, baby.
You're ushering it out. I think he'll perform this at the halftime show.
I'm hopeful.
Did you see that? Like on the video, like I could see fire on the halftime show thing.
You know it's best for yourself, but you hate the thought of being with someone else, but you know that it's over.
It's over. Just like this program.
Let it burn. Well, he is my confession. Usher is my confession. I can listen to his music whenever I want.
Sushi with Usher.
Yeah, sushi with Usher.
Here's 2022 new music from the Dust Bowl Fairies from Greene County. The song's called Lost in Time.
So the time has come. The clockmaker's ship is setting sail at sunrise. You can make it if you run. Tick tock, tick tock. The moon is up, get out of bed. The witching hour's come and gone. No one likes a sleepy head. To drift, floating round and round and round, and then it's gone, as if it's never been. The water that surrounds them now, clear and warm and welcoming. Under the sea they go, where they were meant to be. Dreams really do come true under the sea.
Next, we have an interview from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
Tuesday, January 23rd, was a busy day at the state capitol. Hudson Mohawk Magazine covered events with the Renewable Heat Now campaign, parole reform, and the New York Immigration Coalition. For part one, we start off with Betta Broad of New Yorkers for Clean Power and Laura Schindel of Food and Water Watch. Scheduled also in this at the same time, we will then also hear about elder parole and other parole reforms.
He acts now.
It's Betta Broad. I'm the campaign director of New Yorkers for Clean Power and the director of advocacy and organizing at the Association for Energy Affordability. I'm here with my dear colleague, Laura.
Please. I'm Laura Schindel. I'm a senior organizer with Food and Water Watch.
We have an amazing turnout. Over 300 people from across the state came here to rally for New York. Yay!
Governor Hochul included key parts of the New York Heat Act in her executive budget. This is a huge deal. Governor Hochul has signaled that she's ready to take the next big step on climate. And she signaled that she's committed to delivering relief to New Yorkers across the state who are struggling to pay rising energy bills and who are suffering through fossil fuel-fueled extreme weather. Now we need Speaker Hastie to make the same commitment and put the HEAT Act in the One House budget.
Any more time. We have to transition now off of this outdated, dangerous, toxic, fracked gas system that is driving climate change. We have suffered through poisonous air, through orange skies, through smoky air, through unhealthy conditions, through floods, through record-breaking heat waves. What more do we have to witness until we get off this dangerous system and transition to clean energy and clean heat now? What's worse is we are being asked to keep dumping billions and billions of dollars into this outdated system. We're pouring this money into the fracked gas system, which leads to utilities across the state raising rates for people who can't afford it. It's unacceptable. Yes. Some New Yorkers are going to see their energy bills go up by $75 a month.
That ain't right.
We have to get off the fracked gas system as quickly as possible, and we need to do it now.
The New York Heat Act is the solution we need. It will kickstart our transition off of fracked gas and enable gas providers to invest in renewable heating instead. It will also end the $200 million in subsidies that we are paying every year to expanding the fracked gas system. Because by law, every house has to get connected to the gas system for free if it is near a gas main. And most importantly, it will get rid of the obligation to serve. Right now, every customer that asks for gas must get connected to gas by law to the fracked gas system. Getting rid of this gas guzzling system will be a huge boost to our transition to clean energy. All of this, New York Heat Act will reduce future gas rate hikes, like the ones pummeling New Yorkers right now across the state.
Governor Hochul included all of this in her executive budget. However, he left out one key part: additional protections for low-income families that are struggling to pay their energy bills every month. This is crucial. New York Heat Act utility bills will be limited to 6% of a family's income. This would save families up to $75 a month on their energy.
We can't afford to stay on fracked gas. We need the legislature. We need Speaker Hastie to follow Governor Hochul's lead and put the HEAT Act in the budget.
Our coverage of parole reform starts with Senator Brad Hoyman Siegel, lead sponsor of Elder Parole, followed by Assemblymember Michelle Zelajes, who is head of the Black and Puerto Rican Caucus, and then Brian Hill, a paralegal with Legal Aid in Rochester, who spent much of his life in prison.
It is past time that we allow, or just allow it, older incarcerated individuals to have an opportunity before a parole board. And as Senator Salazar, our champion on the Corrections Committee, said, it's not about automatic release. It's about having the chance at parole. Right? If you're 55 years or older and have served at least 15 years, we just want you to have the opportunity to go before the parole board. Isn't that fair?
Yes!
Isn't that just?
Yes!
And I was speaking to Mr. Steele over here, and he said to me, and he's absolutely right, that it is unconscionable that these individuals don't have a shot at parole now, automatically. And it's unconscionable what we're doing by keeping them behind bars, separated from our community. And it is harmful to our local economy that we can't return these men and women to become real activated members of their local community to support their families and their small businesses and their community organizations. So,
the BPH caucus released their budget priorities, a people's agenda, and the tagline for this year is a demand for justice. So what do we want?
Justice!
And we particularly want parole justice, because we know that the war on drugs was really a war on people, and that Black and brown communities were at the brunt end, and we today are still suffering from the effects of mass incarceration.
That ain't right!
That's why we need to ensure that our elders are given dignity and given an opportunity to stand before the parole board. That's all we're asking. And so we stand here united as the caucus members, 77 of us, demanding that this bill come to the floor.
Yeah.
And that we want it now, because we cannot wait. We need to bring dignity to our communities.
Yeah.
You say that you're in line, you want health equity, you want equality for all, you want to make sure that Black and brown folks are given and closing, the disparity gaps are closing. So show us that.
That's right.
Don't talk about it. Be about it.
Brian Bell. I'm a paralegal at the Legal Aid Society Decarceration Project. I'm also 1199 SEIU union delegate. I served 18 years and 9 months in prison. I went to 6 parole boards. My first initial 3 parole boards, I was denied without the full record. They didn't have my sentencing minutes. So I was denied 6 years without them even having the complete record. So what type of consideration is that? When I was released, like I feel like I was ready. I was ready to go home many years prior to being released, even before my minimum sentence. But I was released a day before my 39th birthday in 2011. When I was released, I had spent 50% of my life in prison. And I came home with nothing. I had to figure out how to rebuild my life, and that was the hardest thing in the world, to not go back to like negative things and to not give up. While I was doing the time, when I had year 5, year 10, year 12 in, I didn't know whether I was going to ever have, be able to make a better life for myself, whether I was going to have a family, whether I was going to even make it through my incarceration. When I came home, I was luckily able to have a few friends from childhood that put resources in my hand, that gave me a support system. A lot of us don't have that. So that helped me. I got my bachelor's degree, and I started a couple businesses, and I was able to work at Legal Aid as a paralegal. I taught myself law in prison. I helped guys get out. The only reason I was able to have success and to successfully reintegrate in society is because I planned this. Those same people that are not getting fair opportunity at the parole board, they're just like me. I'm no different than them. And if they're given the opportunity, they will have success too. And they come from our communities, Black and brown communities.
That's right.
And we want them back in our communities because we feel that they're assets. We're asking for the legislators to pass elder parole and fair and timely parole so that Black and brown people that have been incarcerated for many years can get an opportunity to come home to their communities. Thank you.
This has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
That interview was from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
From Western Massachusetts, that was Bella's Bar Talk, with the 2022 song Sticks and Stones on the radio at WGXC.
Well, when the sun goes down and the moon comes up,
WGXC listeners, this is Kelly McCon. Campbell Hudson is hosting its monthly dinner on Tuesday, February 6th at 5:30 in our Solaris building, 360 Warren Street. Come experience community and meet new people and old friends over a freshly prepared meal made by our local volunteers. Everyone is invited and no one will be turned away. We will be glad to see you there, and please bring a friend.
Yeah. Welcome back. Before we go on, please. Six ceramic animals.
Fair Isle. Thursday.
Please.
White, falling slowly. Good.
The donkey's head that served as a jar lid.
White.
With a painted vase between its ears.
One sweet acidophilus.
A television personality says, okay.
Okay.
We now fully expect things not to follow from other things. Such that when things do not follow from other things,
this is trending.
They seem to follow quite naturally from other things. The real non sequitur has perhaps become the sequitur, so to speak.
Stop.
When a point follows from another point, it seems not to follow at all because we expect it not to follow. And when it doesn't,
huge teeth on one side of his mouth.
It seems as if it does because we expected it not to.
What does that mean?
When a point follows from another point,
what used to be called editing a ponderous column,
we expect it not to follow.
Yeah, absolutely not necessarily.
And when it doesn't, it seems as if it does because we expected it not to. In other words,
Viking, Pharaohs, becoming poorer. Variable,
Susparola.
White, losing its identity for a time. Good.
It was a nightmare.
It was a light fixture.
No, there is so much information coming in.
We never made love again, but we always remained friends. And then he said, I'm going to break your fucking arms.
And now we have a sort of an information overload.
What is softer than the flesh of a child?
Attention is profitability for these companies.
Cosmic habit force.
We don't know what's important and what's television and what's
sensuality.
My wife is in the hospital. Sandwich. Let's wait.
What?
For
him. He had a
dimwit. There is so much coming in.
Time magazine. Glancing around, you see a mousetrap closed over your eyeglasses.
We don't know what's important and what we shouldn't.
Well, the other lens has been smeared with mustard.
Fair
we should.
We shouldn't.
And someone is beating on the glasses with a hammer. Set them on fire.
Not everybody is able to trust what would otherwise be organic disease.
We don't know what we should be concentrating on or what's the deliberate manufacturing of falsehood.
But you guys caused the death of somebody you should have never... Oh, hey, wait a minute. I got marbles here.
Animals.
Because who in their right mind ever thought it was okay to put a concrete company 50 feet from a family home? A residential home.
Octopus.
And guess what? My dad called it dental floss. And guess what I did with it?
Why?
I put it away. Now remember, I have six butts, not six boobs. Because you know what? I'm going to be here every single meeting.
Okay.
See, I don't want to put words in my mouth.
Things do not follow from other things.
Isn't that kind of editing deceptive?
I'm editing. So I promised myself that I was just what you see in Pharaohs.
It's a very exciting time to be in news.
Start questioning about if the society has not become insane.
Go away.
Sweet acidophilus.
And by the way, we're still angry.
Why?
Because your body is sick.
This is trending.
I am the media.
We are the media.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
it. It's a storm of lies.
The ocean is alive with leaping fish.
Every day.
They're wearing Etruscan name badges.
We assault you with so many contradictory messages that you don't know what's going on at all. You are crazy out of your mind.
Sequitur.
Real.
Got it. We'll tune your recommendations.
Get over it.
That's a wrap.
What is that?
That's the sound of me being hit by a tennis ball.
Viking. Pharaohs. Becoming poor. Variable. White. Losing its identity for a time. Good.
Believe me, it hurts.
Good.
That was Sequitur from Negative Land and their 2021 EP, No Brain. It is a cascade of samples about and from radio wave broadcasts. The dictionary says that sequitur is the, quote, conclusion of an inference, unquote. Next, we're going to tune in Scanner's RF Radiation from his 1995 album Spore. The British artist known as Scanner is Robin Rimbaud, whose early controversial work used found mobile phone conversations. This track is from his second album and includes a sample of someone warning about the dangers of mobile phone radio waves.